The basis for Facebook's personalization is entirely different. While Facebook undoubtedly tracks clicks, its primary way of thinking about your identity is to look at what you share and with whom you interact. That's a whole different kettle of data from Google's. There are plenty of odd and embarrassing things we click on that we'd be reluctant to share with all of our friends in a status update. And the reverse is true, too. I'll admit to sometimes sharing links I've barely read. The long investigative piece on the reconstruction of Haiti. The bold political headline, because I like the way it makes me look to others. The Google self and the Facebook self, in other words, are radically different people. There's a big difference between you are what you click and you are what you share. Both ways of thinking have their benefits and drawbacks. With Google's click-based self, the gay teenager who hasn't come out to his parents can still get a personalized Google news feed with pieces from the broader gay community that affirm that he's not alone. But at the same time, a self built on clicks will tend to draw us even more toward the items we're predisposed to look at already. Your perusal of an article on a celebrity gossip site is filed away, and the next time you're looking at the news, you are more likely to find salacious details about an actor's infidelity on the screen.